So we were driving down a street here in Anchorage, and that's when Edna told me, and I just broke down while I was driving, and I said, God, you got to help me. I can't do this. I recognize now that I am an angry person, that my family is being torn apart, and the same anger that my dad had is being passed on to my children. And we needed to break that cycle.
Stay-gute. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Do you struggle with anger? If so, you're not alone. On today's program, we'll hear more from Alaskan Native Don Shugak as he shares about how anger nearly cost him his family and what he did about it. But first, we begin where he left off, with his village in the path of a tidal wave.
I remember when the tidal wave, the earthquake came, all the dogs and cats went up the hill behind the village before the tidal wave came. I guess they could sense it. And the older people were telling us to watch the water, the ocean in front of us. And if it started making a big whirlpool out there, then we should start heading up the hill behind the village. Well, we were a little too slow, and everybody started yelling that something was happening, and there was a village ahead of us called Kaguyak, who had been hit first by the tidal wave. The first wave came through there, and then it was receding, going back out. And three guys went down to a radio shack, which is how the villages communicated then. It was a radio shack, and it still was standing. So they called Old Harbor and told them that there was a tidal wave coming. But before they could get back up the mountain, the wave came and swept them away. So they sacrificed their lives for the village of Old Harbor. And that's how everybody in the village of Old Harbor got saved. They were warned ahead of time that the tidal wave was coming. I had my sister while the earthquake was happening, and there were waves on the ground 3 or 4 feet high. And I could hardly stand when I was outside, and then we didn't know that we should stay inside a building, but we were outside, and I had my little sister Ruth in my arms. I was 13 years old, and when it was all over, everything had died down a little bit, and the village had settled down a little bit, and a call came in. And it was kind of a flat area of the village. There was a little dip in the middle of the village, and off to the northeast side of the village was a place called the Lagoon. And when they told us to start running, I took my sister and we started running across this field. And I could look to my right, and the lagoon had filled up with water, and the waves started coming toward us, and I could still see that wave coming toward us. And it came in, several times that night, and took out most of the houses in the village, except for the Russian Orthodox Church and the school, because they were on higher ground. And the Lord preserved us from that. My dad got TB, and he broke his back chopping wood, carrying water-soaked logs from the beach up to our house, and he broke his back. He finished his job and then went and laid down. And when he woke up, he couldn't move, so they took him to the hospital and had to operate on his back. And then he had TB on top of it. So early 60s or later 60s, maybe, we had moved out to Anchorage, here in Anchorage. And this city became part of my life, from being out in the woods and out on the ocean. For a young guy, it was hard to make that switch, to go into schools and find a whole different culture and try to live with that and understand it, with the new math they were coming out with that back then. And it was a pretty strange world. And the Lord led me through that. Got through the elementary years and junior high. Then I went to high school. First 2 weeks in Oregon, place called Chemawa High School. And then my dad pulled me out of there and sent me to the Christian High School up there, mile 94 and a half on the Glen Highway. Understood then, after going through those 4 years, plan God had for us and the plan he had for my life. I grew up a very angry man. I was angry as a young person. I'd grown up, like any boy, wanting the intimacy with my father, and I never got it. It was something that was lacking in all of our lives, as there were 10 of us in the family, and I was the oldest of 10. And my dad was also a very angry person, so he passed that on to the whole family. And that anger drove me. I became the best at everything that I tried to do. I became a preacher, and I understood the Word of God, and I was able to preach the way it was supposed to be preached. I became a heavy equipment operator. I could drive a pretty good dozer and backhoe and dump trucks. And I became a teacher, went to 4 years of a high school. All this time, my anger was pushing me and driving me. And I became a field production operator, working in oil fields in Alaska here, and went through a 4-year training program and ace that program also. So all the training I've had in my life, I should have a PhD by now. But the Lord made me see through that. The reason I was driven so much in my life is because I was trying to get the approval of my dad, who had long since gone to be with the Lord. I'd finally realized that was why I was driving myself, is to gain the approval of my dad. And once I realized that, I recognized that same relationship that I had with my dad was the relationship I had with God in my Christian life. That my dad would build me up, and then he would tear me down as soon as I would accomplish something. He would say, you're trying to be too good, or don't think you're something, or that's just the stupidest thing, or you'd put me down somehow. And so I grew up without affirmation for whatever I was doing, and so that's the way I saw God, my relationship with God. And I never had a real relationship with him. It was just like something with my dad. And even up until the time I had the accident on a slope, when I was exploded out of a well house and burned on 28% of my body and broke my back in a couple places, and broke both femurs and multiple other broken bones, that I thought that that's what God was doing to me then. And then going through this Family Wellness Warriors Initiative program, which is a movement in Alaska today, I realized that all God wants was for me to enjoy him. And I'm 53 years old, and it's been 2 years ago when I finally realized that I was an angry person, and I almost lost my family because of it. Edna, my wife, kept telling me I was very angry, and I thought it was her problem. And tore my family up, just like my dad's family got torn up. And finally she made the ultimatum to me. She said, you gotta choose between your anger and me and the kids. And then I realized I did have a problem. I had nowhere to go, because I was a very proud man. Was very macho and a tough type person, and nobody was gonna tell me what to do. And there's no way that I was going to go to counseling, so I was kind of in a tough spot. And the only place I could go was to God. So we were driving down a street here in Anchorage, and that's when Edna told me. And I just broke down while I was driving, and I said, God, you got to help me. I can't do this. I recognize now that I am an angry person, that my family is being torn apart, and the same anger that my dad had is being passed on to my children. And we needed to break that cycle. And so it was then. I never experienced anything like this before, but when I had prayed that God would take my anger away and fill it with His love, fill that place with His love, it was like I was washed, physically washed, from my head to my toes, and it was like something was pushed out of me. And I haven't been angry since. Gotten frustrated a few times, but not that boiling anger that was inside of me for all of my life. If I look back on my life and try to say, what would my life have been like without God? There really wouldn't be any hope in my life. No matter what kind of life you've led, no matter what you've gone through as a child, or no matter what hardships there are in your life, God can be there with you. God really loves people. Did so much for them, sending His only Son. Yeah, you know, like those three men in the village of Kaguyak who sacrificed their lives for the village of Old Harbor. That's what Jesus did for us. He sacrificed His life for me, for you, so that we could be saved. We can be saved from sin, saved from eternity in hell, and to go to a place where God prepared for us in heaven.
As amazing as it was what those men did for Old Harbor, what God did for us is so much more. Jesus Christ gave His life for us so that we could escape the judgment to come and live with Him forever. That's why Jesus died on the cross. But He didn't stay dead. The grave couldn't hold Him. And for all who put their trust in Him, the same will be true for us. Listen to Jesus' words. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believes on Him is not condemned. But he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. My friend, what will you do with Jesus? Want to know more? Visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take The Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.